Today on StoryCorps Northwest, looking back at a long life and preparing for death. Margaret Keyes Hake is 102 years old and remembers a lot about the history of the Yakima Valley. She recently sat in the StoryCorps mobile recording booth with her friend Ardith Karat and talked about her childhood memories of her first school in Moxie, Washington.
It was built in about 1900, and my dad helped build it. And I have a picture from, I think, 1906. Four of my family is in it, but there were only 19 students, and they had 8 grades and 1 teacher. Oh, poor Mrs. Scaboria. She was old, and she had false teeth. I wasn't very nice, and I talked a lot. And she would take me out in the hall and shake me, and them's when you could shake and beat. And her teeth would come down, and it was kind of fun, really. And then if Dad didn't hush me, I got put behind the piano where I could peek out. Or the worst place I ever got put was under the teacher's desk, and her feet didn't smell good. There wasn't a high school out in our Riverside community, so my older brother and sister couldn't go. Then when the next two boys got ready to go, they had a high school, and they drove a two-wheel cart with a horse to school. That time, people that came a long ways had a place, apparently a school, to keep your horse.
Well, now, then you went from high school, and you actually went to WSU.
Well, it was Washington State College at that time. And then I graduated in 1935. I taught 1 year and got married, and we moved to Cooley Dam. They were building the dam, and my husband was an engineer. Well, I was tired of being a wife and cleaning, and I want money of my own. So because of my record in college, in a week I had a job.
Well, you have stories upon stories, and the fact that you're still living there in the original family home.
Where I was born.
It was the original 100-and-some-year-old house.
Well, living is so much fun. I mean, there's always something happening.
Margaret Hake celebrated her 102nd birthday this August at the Yakima Valley Museum, and at the gathering, she had some advice for her guests.
And I told them how to die. I don't know if they really needed it, but...
So how do you die?
You die by being happy.
Yeah.
You don't fight it.
You don't fight it?
No. I'm looking forward to what may happen.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who knows?
Who knows?
I've had my casket built for my 90th birthday. But now I'm going to give my body to the hospital, and so I won't need a casket. It'll go down to Alicia's full of books.
Oh, because it's in your living room right now.
Yep.
All
my
signed.
Best books are in, and all the people that were at the party and people sent. And so you look at your casket, and you read the notes they've given.
I've never signed your casket.
Well, you should.
I don't want to sign your casket. It was more fun to write the books about you. That's that's the way that I think signed.
Everybody to their own thing. Said the old lady as she kissed the cow. That was my mother's favorite one.
That was Margaret Hake talking with Ardith Karat for StoryCorps Northwest. Ardith has written 2 books about Margaret's life. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.